Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the December Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Reverend Monsignor Frank Caldwell, a magistral chaplain from our Long Island area, who will be sharing his talk on Christmas, a Marvelous Exchange. Monsignor Caldwell is a pastor at Curavars Parish in Merrick, Long Island, and has accompanied the American Association on over 19 Lord's Pilgrimages since 1991. He became a magistral chaplain in the American Association in 2004 and is known and loved by our members as pastoral, generous with his time, an excellent speaker, and a great supporter of the work of the order. Monsignor Caldwell's kindness and gentle manner provide a great backdrop to his fierce commitment to the church and to his pastoral role and his dedication to the Knights and Dames in the Order of Malta. Good morning, Monsignor Caldwell, and thank you for being with us today.
Good morning, Tiffany. Thank you very much. Happy Advent in this final month of Jubilee Year 2025. And welcome, of course, to the members of the Order of Malta prayerfully listening to this December monthly spiritual outreach call on the feast day of one of the Church's most famous missionary saints and Jesuits, St. Francis Xavier. So let us begin this short prayer service by praying together the official prayer of the Church for the feast of St. Francis Xavier. O God, who through the preaching of St. Francis Xavier won many peoples to yourself, grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in the abundance of offspring through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I enjoy these opportunities to explore a topic for the monthly outreach call. Unlike other talks, I was just telling Tiffany that I've done, today's topic was not one of my choosing, but given to me, I think, by Ray, that someone else had originally selected. So the topic, Christmas, a Marvelous Exchange. So the first thing that comes to mind about Christmas being a marvelous exchange is what most people's attention would be drawn to long before the season of Advent begins, namely that Christmas is all about exchanging, buying, selling, receiving, and being preoccupied with exchanging marvelous Christmas presents and gifts. And certainly that's true from a commercial perspective. And if aliens were observing Christians from another planet, they could conclude that Christmas is principally about exchanging marvelous, expensive gifts, cards, money, greetings, etc. And that includes regifting or exchanging presents that are given to us which we really may not need or want, or as a substitute for taking the time and trouble to think about what gifts are appropriate to offer in the first place. When I was a kid, I used to give each of the priests in my home parish a box of Russell Stover chocolates for Christmas. It was the same thing every year, and I spent more time wrapping them than purchasing the gifts. One year, my parents had a New Year's Eve party, and when I answered the door, Father Rogers showed up with the same awkwardly still wrapped, unopened box of Russell Stover chocolates and said, "I got this gift for your mother. Please give it to her." Well, all of this to say, connected to the topic of this talk, Christmas ought to mean more than a marvelous exchange of gifts and toys and holiday presents. However, the concept of gift-giving is the most essential reminder that the world was given the greatest gift of all time 2,025 years ago when the Word became flesh, and our meager or grand exchange of gifts or presents represents the greatest of all gifts to the human family in Jesus, the Son of God. So the reason for the season of Advent and Christmas time actually jumps forward to Easter. It's kind of exchanged with the reason for Easter when in the powerful prayer of the Exultet, sung at the great Easter vigil, the priest or deacon or lay minister sings, "The Felix Culper, the O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that gained for us so great a redeemer." And this is where today's topic of Christmas, a marvelous exchange, comes into play. The concept of incarnation as an exchange describes how through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, a divine exchange takes place where humanity's fallen nature is united with divinity and humanity is raised to a new state of grace. In this view, Jesus took on human nature so that humanity could, through a divine exchange, a marvelous exchange, become children of God. This exchange is a core belief signifying that the divine took on the human to sanctify it, and in doing so, elevated humanity to participate in divine nature. So there are several theological aspects of this exchange. First, Christ assumes fallen humanity. The Son of God takes on human nature, including its fallen aspects, to cleanse and sanctify it from within. Secondly, humanity is raised to divine dignity. By becoming human, Jesus raises human nature to a new and higher dignity. Thirdly, Christ becomes our substitute. The exchange culminates in Christ's sacrifice on the cross, where he takes the place of sinful humanity before God, enabling our redemption. Fourthly, we become children of God. The ultimate result is a divine exchange where humans are transformed into sons of God or children of God. And fifthly, the marvelous exchange of Christmas is a new way of being. The incarnation creates a new plane of existence where human beings can have a new life through grace, which allows us to participate in divine goodness. And there are other related theological concepts. The so-called the Great Exchange is a term that's also used to explain the exchange, particularly as it relates to the work on the cross. The last Adam is a theological concept that refers to Jesus as the new Adam who succeeds where the first Adam failed by perfectly assuming, cleansing, and sanctifying fallen humanity. So the most interesting aspect of this topic comes from Pope Benedict XVI, who spoke famously about the incarnation at a general audience on January 4th in 2012. When he said that Christmas is a marvelous exchange, that's where that actual topic comes from. He said, the first act of that exchange comes about in Christ's own humanity. The Word assumed our humanity, and in exchange, human nature was raised to divine dignity. The second act of the exchange consists in our real and intimate involvement in the divine nature of the world. So Christmas is the feast in which God comes so close to man as to share the very act of being born, showing men and women their most profound dignity, that of being children of God. And he went on to say, humanity's dream, which began in the Garden of Eden, namely, we want to be like God, is realized in an unexpected way, not through the greatness of man who cannot make himself God, but through the humility of God who came down among us in his humility, raising us to the true greatness of his being. So Christmas is the marvelous exchange by the incarnation. And the incarnation, the humanity of Christ, is not an external act of obedience to satisfy some forensic or legal demand for justice to appease and protect us from some angry, Zeus-like, holy God. The incarnation was God's undoing of the fallen nature of Adam from inside the skin of our own fallen humanity. He became all we are so that by divine exchange we could become what he is. The incarnation isn't only what Jesus did externally for us. The incarnation reveals that the Christian life is not a changed life, but an exchanged life. Christian life is not a changed life, but an exchanged life. So he was identified with us that we might be identified with him. He shared what was in man that we might share what is in Christ. That's what can be called the divine exchange. He came down that we might go up. Salvation is not then a mere transferring us from earth to heaven, but a transferring of what we are to what he is. It is to be in him. And so there's a holy fallout from this marvelous exchange. Not only do I have the chance to live one day in heaven, but I exchange the lie that I must somehow become my own God. So Advent is here, and Christmas is coming. In our preparation during the season of Advent is for the coming of Christ, and I think it's important for us to reflect upon the incredulous nature of this astounding event. As Advent comes upon us and the busyness of the season threatens to take a lot of our time, let us try to meditate on the mystery of the Incarnation and allow God to show us who he is, how much he loves us, and it's important for us to be faithful in the time that we have set aside or should set aside for conversations with our Heavenly Father. And so may I suggest that we try to pay extra attention to the words and gestures of the Mass that underscore the marvelous exchange as we hear during the words and prayers of the Mass. For example, the opening prayer, also called the Collect, at the Christmas Day Mass says, O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and still more wonderfully restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. At Mass on December 17th, in a week or so, we will ask God the Father in the opening prayer that his only begotten Son, having taken to himself our humanity, may be pleased to grant us a share in his divinity. And when when we go to Christmas Mass, in fact, at any Mass, the priest says something similar words when he pours the water, which represents you and me, into the wine, which symbolizes Jesus, as he prepares the chalice for the Mass. And he says, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Giving and receiving of humanity and divinity is not, of course, a secret Santa exchange. It's called this holy exchange. And St. Augustine, Leo is an Augustinian, St. Augustine tells us just what this exchange means. With the Incarnation and the birth of Jesus, St. Augustine says he effected a wonderful exchange with us through mutual sharing. We gave him, as St. Augustine says, the power to die. He will give us the power to live. And I think, when you think about that, we gave him the power to die. He gave us the power to live. We're getting the better end of the deal. The prayer over the offerings at Christmas Midnight Mass asks that through this most holy exchange, we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united. And one of the prefaces just before the Sanctus recounts that through him, the holy exchange that restores our life has shone forth today in splendor when our frailty is assumed by your word. Not only does human mortality receive unending honor, but by this wondrous union, we too are made eternal. So you may hear that on Christmas Day Mass. Translated, that means Christmas gives to Jesus mortality and us eternity. Christmas gives to Jesus mortality and to us in eternity. So whether you'll exchange Christmas gifts this year, let these symbols of generosity and love remind us of the ultimate Christmas exchange, life in place of death, joy instead of sorrow, God's divinity added to and fulfilling our humanity. And so this swap, this exchange of divinity and humanity that we celebrate, especially at Mass on Christmas, is one worth sharing in. The perfect gift has arrived on Christmas morning. God and man in the person of Jesus Christ, a grace gift filled, yes, is a marvelous exchange which should guarantee a Merry Christmas for all. Amen. And so let us end with the prayer on the Christmas Day morning Mass as we hear. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we are bathed in the new radiance of your incarnate word, the light of faith which illumines our minds may also shine through our deeds, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much for your attention. Happy Advent and a blessed Christmas to all members of the Order of Malta.
Thank you, Monsignor. Over the years, Monsignor Caldwell has actually been one of our most frequent speakers on these monthly calls, and this one today marks his 8th contribution to the series, so we just wanted to say thank you again for your time and talent. And thank you to all who have joined the call with us this morning. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is Wednesday, January 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern with Father David Caron, who will talk about New Year's resolutions to enrich your faith. Please plan to join us. We hope you all have a blessed Advent season and a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Have a great day.
You too.